Think of your favorite color, but don't tell me it.
It doesn't have to be a primary color. It can be any shade of any color that you want. Now try to describe that color to me without using something that is that color as a description.
So like describe your color with anything but your sight.
I don't know. It's something that makes you feel good when you look at it. It's a color that people are probably drawn to.
It's a calm color. I guess it's soothing. Makes me feel happy. Gives me a little tingling inside.
Bacon cooking in the kitchen, and you can kind of smell it a little bit. It's like crackling, you know what I mean? And you're like, dang, that smells good.
You want me to guess it?
Yeah, sure.
Pink?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
All right, can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it blue?
Yes.
All right, there you go.
Right, seafoam green. Seafoam green.
The best color, arguably.
Right.
Were you able to guess any of those colors based on the descriptions? We got 2 out of 3, which is alright. However, the two we guessed were pretty standard colors.
The one we had trouble with was seafoam green, which obviously is more specific of a color, and that's what we're gonna look at today.
How can you describe a specific color without visual stimulus?
Of course, you can use adjectives to describe colors, such as hot or cold. So maybe when I say hot, you picture oranges or reds, and when I say cold, you picture blues and purples. These assumptions are based off associations with objects of those color. Fire is hot, fire glows orange. Ice is cold, ice is tinted blue. Using these descriptions on someone who can see is obviously easier than using them on someone who has never experienced sight at all.
Are our minds strong enough to perceive specific colors based on descriptions? Or is there a formula to determine color? Or is our language even powerful enough to paint colors in other people's minds? So in order to simulate this, let's try to imagine a whole new color. What do you picture when I say neon brown? It's kind of frustrating, isn't it? You're comfortable with the concept of brown, and you're comfortable with the concept of neon colors, yet you can't process the final combination. Colors such as neon brown or neon black fall into a very specific category, known as imaginary colors. Those that can be seen in the mind, but not in nature.
Are imaginary colors purely imaginary, or are there colors that humans haven't discovered yet? As fun as that is to think about, our vision is bound to the color spectrum that scientists have already mapped out. But other animals, such as a mantis shrimp, have 4 times as many photoreceptors as humans. So can they see new, different colors that we can't even comprehend? Can they see neon brown?
It seems plausible. Take for instance the dog. Contrary to popular belief, dogs don't actually see in black and white. Their color spectrum is just different shades of browns and blues. So compared to dogs, humans are able to see colors that dogs can't even fathom, like reds and greens. So it makes sense that other animals with heightened eyesight can see more colors than us.
But that's not exactly how it works. The mantis shrimp doesn't see completely different colors than humans, they just have a wider range of shades of colors that they can see. So for instance, they can see 2 different samples of orange that a human would think are the exact same. Their eyes even scrape the surface of infrared and ultraviolet light, which humans can't see at all. So, yet again, humans are outshined by nature. But has our technology been able to reach the same level of advancement?
The advent of modern computing gave programmers a challenge, to sort color out in the digital world. An ingenious system called the hexadecimal code was made. You might already be familiar with hexadecimal code. It's the assigning of values to colors based on their quantity of red, green, and blue, each out of 256. This might be the only formula or concrete description we have for specific colors.
Although our eye has a limit of about 7 million different colors it can distinctly see, the hexadecimal code that computers use can produce about 17 million different colors, since each color has a red, blue, or green quantity ranging from 0 to 256, and 256 cubed is around 17 million. And there we have all the possible colors that a computer can replicate. But can a computer actually create new colors? No. Every shade on the computer is on the visible spectrum. We just can't differentiate between certain shades, much like us compared to the mantis shrimp. We're not sure if computers will ever be able to create new colors. But we never said it was impossible to force the brain to.
In 1983, a study was done by Hewitt D. Crane and Thomas Piantoni to test the existence of impossible colors. The experiment goes like this. Participants looked at a black dot that rested in the middle of 2 strips of bright colors, one example being green and red. As their visual neurons fatigued, the strips of colors began to blend together into a whole new experience. But it wasn't the color expected from mixing red and green together, which would normally give you yellow.
Some observers indicated that although they were aware what they were seeing as a color, they weren't able to name or describe the new color. Other observers of the novel hues described the first stimulus as a reddish green.
The new color is affectionately known as mud. Even though no one could exactly describe the color, most pinpointed it to a light brown with obviously indescribable differences.
The test was done again in 2001, yielding the same results. Scientists report that this new color can't be created in nature since it defies the laws of the color wheel, and it can't be replicated on a computer, with paints, or anything else. But somehow, 4 out of 7 humans can still perceive it.
So our eyes are playing tricks on us yet again. But does that impact the validity that this is a new color? That's a debate up for question. Humans can't really know for sure whether there are imaginary colors or not. After all, they are called imaginary and impossible colors.
So why can't we describe color? Are our eyes simply just ill-equipped for doing this? Or is the concept of language and how we describe things the true reason we can't describe color?
The problem might be that our eyes lie between being too advanced and not advanced enough. We can see too many colors than we know how to describe, but our eyes can't make out very subtle differences between colors that we could potentially use to describe the colors. But that still brings us back to language. Do humans even have the vocabulary to describe specific colors? The concept of language is an interesting one that requires its entire own episode. Until next time. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Under the Microphone. If you want to try the Impossible Color Experiment out for yourself, find the link down below or search for Under the Microphone Color on WHJE.com.
We're both able to see the mud color, and it was a really cool experience, so you should definitely try it out yourself. And you can find more great audio stories like this on WHJE.com.